We announced in June that we would conduct a review. We've now done the review, and we basically feel that wholesale costs going forward, that is the cost of buying electricity in bulk in order to serve standing contract customers, is now lower than what's currently allowed for in the standing contract price. The prime reason for that is uncertainty about the carbon tax and whether that's going ahead, and therefore liquidity of the contract market, retailers contract to buy electricity forward. But that was a problem when we first set our standing contract determination in December 2010. We flagged that should those circumstances change, we'd review the price. Those circumstances have changed. The uncertainty's gone away. The market's more liquid. And so we were able to therefore estimate better the wholesale costs and found that they were lower.
Now, when you're talking about the need to lower a standard contract price, what contracts are you talking about? Who is covered by this determination?
Okay, about 25% of all electricity customers are standing contract customers. Basically, as you recall, about a decade ago, competition was introduced into the retail market for electricity. Most customers, about 75%, have switched to market contract customers, which any customer can choose any market contract on offer. Nevertheless, about 25% are still on the standing contract. The standing contract is basically a safety net. It's there for those who have not or do not wish to exercise the choice of a market contract.
So that is for people that are on the standard AGL contract that was in existence before the competition?
That's right. AGL is required to offer a standing contract to any customer who wishes to have it. AGL, like other retailers, also does offer market contracts as well.
Now, for the 25% who might be affected should the determination be approved, what amount are you looking at? You're saying around about $160 per annum could be a household bill saving?
That's right. That's for a typical residential customer consuming the typical amount. The 8.1% reduction would equate to about $160 a year.
Now, for those people who are on market contracts, I did hear in our news service today that the Energy Minister, Tom Koutsantonis, said he thought that even those energy customers who were on market contracts may also benefit. Do you see a benefit possibly flowing through to them also?
In large part, that's up to retailers to decide. The Commission does not control market contract prices. I would say a couple of things like that, though. If retailers have marketed their market contracts on the basis that they will provide a percentage discount off the standing contract price, then yes, that should flow through to customers. However, many market contracts have not been marketed on that basis, and so those prices will not necessarily go down. They may, however, if retailers feel they want to offer a bigger discount to the standing contract price.
We're speaking with Paul Kerin, Chief Executive Officer of Essential Services Commission of South Australia, ESCOSA, about a draft determination that's been issued that recommends a reduction in the wholesale price of electricity. Now, putting the question to you, listeners, how do power prices affect you? Are you struggling to pay your bills at the moment? Are you on a contract, a market contract? Have you noticed a big rise in your bill? Give us a call, let us know how it's affecting you, 1300 222 891, or you can text 0467 922 891. Paul Kerin, you've talked about this reduction in the wholesale price. What percentage of the price paid by a retail consumer is represented in that wholesale price?
Okay, firstly, I should clarify the 8.1% price reduction we've announced today would be a price reduction received by retail customers, so households and small businesses. The reason for that 8.1% is largely a reduction in the wholesale cost. We basically work out our prices on a cost build-up. One of the key costs is wholesale costs. They account for about a third of the retail price. Because our view is that the wholesale cost has gone down, that feeds through into a lower standing contract price.
Well, can you explain further to our listeners the issue of the wholesale electricity cost? Because, I mean, how do power providers buy their power?
Okay, this is a fairly complicated one, but to keep it simple, there is a spot market where retailers can buy and sell electricity every day. That spot price varies enormously depending on the level of demand. Retailers typically, though, while they can buy spot, they will typically hedge against that risk to try and get certainty in terms of the price they pay. They do that by buying forward contracts at a set price so that they can have greater clarity over their cost. That hedging does cost, so on average the wholesale cost that we allow is greater than the average spot price because there is substantial risk, and mitigating that risk costs a significant amount of money.